Good day, good day, good day. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. This is where we connect, we collaborate, and we create together. Woo, if it's change we seek, let's be the change. I am Kelly, your host. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Woo, I'm kind of flying high this morning, so I'm going to try to bring myself down just a smidge. Thank you, BBS Radio crew. I love you guys to the sun and back. Man, oh man, you guys are awesome. All my subscribers and all of you listening in your now, thank you for all your love and support, feedback. It's everything to me, so thank you. I want to give all my love, and I'm going to try not to get emotional, and a huge, huge vocal shout out to Q. Hi, Q. I'll jokingly say that this show is brought to you by Q. But really, this show, the subject matter today, is all because of his pure source love for all of us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Q. And since I'll be referencing him a lot today, you'll find links to all of Q's BBS radio show archives at the bottom of my program page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. And I don't know if y'all need to know, but Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y. So there's Project Review with Q, which we've all shortened to PRQ. There's PRQ Homesteading, PRQ Timelines, and Being Inspired with Q. And I encourage everyone to feel them out, just feel them. And maybe just start with the very first show of whichever one you're inspired to start listening to and just progress from there. Just a suggestion. So thank you, everyone, for joining me. Okay. Whew. All right, who doesn't love Freddie Mercury? What a just gorgeous, beautiful, powerful voice. I'm always moved by it. And Queen is the breadcrumb band for today. I just feel the lyrics of this song really capture the essence of what I'm inspired to explore with y'all today, which is our voice, our vocal cords. So I encourage you to feel through my voice how beautifully these lyrics describe the magic of our harmonics. So again, the band is Queen, and the song is called A Kind of Magic. And it goes like this. It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way. No mortal man can win this day. It's a kind of magic. The bell that rings inside your mind is challenging the doors of time. It's a kind of magic. The waiting seems eternity. The day will dawn of sanity. Is this a kind of magic? There can be only one. This rage that lasts 1,000 years will soon be done. It's a kind of magic. This flame that burns inside of me, I'm hearing secret harmonies. It's a kind of magic. The bell that rings inside your mind is challenging the doors of time. It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. This rage that will last 1,000 years will soon be done. Magic. Wow. Let that hang there. We are so powerful. The lyrics, this flame that burns inside of me, I'm hearing secret harmonies. It reminds me of when Q was telling us that our vocal cords, they're our own unique and authentic communication system with source, with our spirit, with all of creation. And from the being who created music and harmony, this is what he says about our voice. Quote, when you work with source verbally, your harmonics are the horsepower. Frequency, harmonics, light is what you are. You're a spirit in a material world. So in essence, I feel what Q is saying is that we are not these bodies, we're a spirit. And I've said it a lot, we're a fractal of source in a human body. And so when we engage with our spirit verbally, when we tell our spirit what we desire out loud, source light, it responds accordingly. And guess what? Magic happens. Oh. Synchronistically, my beautiful, sweet friend Zosha of Unstoppable Love on their last show quoted from one of the Anastasia books about how the light works in fulfilling our desires. In the book, she quoted Anastasia saying, excuse me, quote, so much depends on how meaningful the goal is, on whether the goal corresponds to the light or the dark, on how strong the desire is. The more substantial and bright the goal, the more the forces of light are drawn to fulfill it, to bring it about. So, in other words, if we really desire something from our heart and we use our vocal cords, our harmonics, our spirit tunes into that desire, and it feels into the vibration of what we're wanting, and it brings all the cooperative components, all the synchronicities together to make it happen. Q brought the term command language into our awareness a few years back, which, just in a nutshell, is you talking to your spirit and asking more of your spirit to come into your body, into your physical body. And I am just beyond excited because my guest today is a dear friend of mine who just happens to be an expert on command language. She knows the power our vocal cords have in growing our light. I was so excited that she was excited. She shared my excitement to do a show on command language. So fellow Q-sters know her as Beth from Washington. She is the founder and director of the Alchemy School and just a master at helping folks tap into their highest potential and discover the expression of their true self. So throughout the show, I just encourage you to feel into her harmonics as we chit chat. And if you're inspired, I hope you'll be inspired. You can connect with her and learn more about her offerings at thealchemyschool.com. And alchemy is spelled ALCHEMY. Thealchemyschool.com, ALCHEMY. Oh, my dear Beth, my dear, dear Beth, are you with me?
Kelly,
Hi,
oh
my
my
love.
gosh. Hi, my love. Good morning. Oh, I am going to need to breathe a little bit. I've already been in tears twice since the music came on because I'm so happy. I'm just so happy. And also I feel that importance of this conversation, which you and I've talked about, not that I'm important. What's important is us owning the significance of how simple it is and profound it is to get our light back in our bodies, which is why we're here. And I love the song that you started with. I was telling you earlier this morning, I'm always so excited for the beginning of your show. I want to know what song you're going to pick. And just hearing the lyrics spoken took it to a whole other level. So thank you for sharing that with all of us. Owning the flame that burns inside of us, and how each of us is totally, oh, each of us is so unique. We are each so precious, and that's what we're remembering. And command language, as we that the what we mean by command language of just talk, learning how to talk to our spirits is the most important way we can remember who we are. So thank you for having me here today and for inviting me to participate.
I am enjoying every minute, every second with being with you. I'm so glad you're here today, and I'm just so thankful that you're excited, just as excited to help me bring command language back into the forefront again. It's time to dust it off and get it going again. So thank you. Thank you for doing that with me. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, this conversation that we're about to have, everything about it is super synchronistic. You and I chatted about that a little bit. Q's been sharing the power of command language for years, years. And it was this summer, I got a really strong nudge that it was time to bring command language front and center again, and to bring it to the attention of as many people as possible. And the nudge was really strong, very strong. So just on a personal level, command language has been essential in increasing and expanding my light body and all my capabilities. And I know how essential command language is in your life too, Beth, and in the work you do with your clients. So I was just so excited to reach out to you and ask you if you'd be interested in chatting with me about the topic on my show. And no surprise, you were just as excited as I was. It was such a fun conversation that we had. Well, and it wasn't long after that conversation with you that I was inspired. There's a lot of inspiration going on here, if you can feel it. I was inspired to re-listen to all the Project Review with Q shows again from the beginning. And in one of the shows from about 2 years ago, Q is talking to a caller about command language. Go figure, right? And I hear him say this. This is 2 years ago, but I rehear him say this. Quote, "My goal is to have a million healers teach commands and or explain them. So that's the purpose of all these collaboration opportunities." So talk about timing. How synchronistic that I was inspired to listen to those shows again and to rehear Q say those words not long after the conversations you and I had.
Yeah.
So it's from that nudge to rehearing Q's goal around command language to you and I talking right now is just all perfectly synchronized because it came from just pure excitement, pure desire, which is exactly how synchronicity works. So I'm just I would love for you to share from your beautiful heart how you would describe what command language is. And I guess it might be a question, I don't know, what are we the commander of?
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you. So I want to share with everyone the exclamation point of the story of the synchronicity Kelly just shared is when she heard that, she voice messaged me and just said, "Oh my gosh, remember when he said this?" And I just like started laughing so much from so much joy because we are, when we're in our spirits, we are living this and we are doing it. And there are a million of us. And so thank you for bringing that forward. Is it okay if I say, I don't have to ask, I'd like to say a command right now,
Oh, cool.
before I answer your
Yes.
question. And it's one of my favorite ones that we learned from our friend. And I say it often when I'm feeling excited about collaboration and want to calm down and get back into my heart. And so we command our spirits and prime creation to make all of our communications go easily today. Bring us everything and all that we need. Peace energy now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Here we are. So, what does it mean to command our spirits? Is that what you, I think that's what you asked, right?
Just what does it mean? How do you describe what command language is?
For me, what command language is practicing the muscle and remembering that I am the authority, that I am the spirit, that I am the being of light that is inhabiting this body. And because of the nature of all the challenges and all the density and all the thousands and thousands of years of lineage that we carry in these beautiful bodies, and the intensity of this time, it is important many times a day to invite myself back into my body. So that's what command language is for me, is remembering that I'm the authority here and feeling it from my heart and inviting myself back in. And it is probably the most common question when I start all my workshops now and all my classes and all my sessions with introducing that these basic principles that we're going to talk about today. And the most common question is, why do you say command? I command. And some people feel uncomfortable with that because they're afraid they'll make a mistake, or who am I to command source energy? And so that's the premise of this whole piece, is really remembering that we are the creators of this world. I am a creator, and I deserve and have the birthright of my light. And so when I say I command, it makes me feel so amazing. I command spirit, because that's me. I command. And my body, my voice and my body is saying, come spirit, come back into me. Me, come back into me. So that's what it is for me. And what is it for you?
Thank you for just shining the light on us, on the light. That's what you just did.
Right. Yes.
You just brightened the whole shebang right there. So thank you for that. I just want to say real quick, Beth has created a wonderful command language introductory overview. And you can find a link to it at the program handout section page, section of my page at the bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. Or you can also go to thealchemyschool.com and request a copy. I just, before I answer that, I feel like when I am saying all these words, the question you just asked me, everything I'm saying is answering it, because we're all one, right? So everything I'm saying is me coming from my heart center, talking about command language. It's me telling you what I feel about command language. So, but I want to, I just want to share this. This is how Q explains what command language is, because he's the one that brought it to our attention. He says, quote, "You're talking to your spirit and you're just asking for help in the very bellows of this version of this human at a very low frequency. The more we exercise that muscle, the more is going to come into you and the more help you're going to get." So that just kind of piggybacks on what you were saying. And I think you kind of touched on something. I wasn't going to talk about this, but you kind of touched on there was a show that somebody was asking about praying. And the question was, could commanding prime creator be construed as praying to something outside of yourself as well? And he said, the purpose of speaking to spirit is to make us, you, aware that you're requesting more support, assistance, whatever it may be. And the reason that is because the type of body you're in. So when I command prime creation, I'm talking to the entire universe and all of source. When I'm talking to my spirit, I'm talking to my individuality. There's nothing to pray to. So yeah, he kind of, I mean, I could go on and on and on. So what is that? How do you feel when I say those words?
Happy and excited. I love that point because that you just made, that he was reminding us that we need to ask, because also Ron Amitron also talks about this a lot, that, and Q talked about this a lot, that we are beings of light, and the creation light ship and the light beings who are here to help us bring freedom to this world. We're the ones with boots on the ground, and they see us full of light. They see our light. They don't know what our challenges are unless we tell them. So that's what, I didn't even put that down as one of the key points today. I'm so happy you brought it forward, because it really is a basic premise that from our heart we need to ask for help. That's different than praying outside of us, which is from our head. And it's all a process of practicing and just learning to feel. And command language is the most effective way to do this, is to learn to feel in my body when I'm in my heart and when I'm in my head. And it's all a process of learning.
Yeah,
And
like he says, it's a muscle, right?
exactly. And we have to ask. So thank you for bringing that forward.
And out loud, it must be
Yes,
verbal,
it
because
has to
the
be loud.
spirit, yeah, has to be verbal. The spirit does not know the mind. It does not know any of the thoughts you're thinking, so it has to be verbal. Maybe we'll
Yes.
get into that.
Well, that's another one of the key questions that comes up, is why do I have to say it out loud? I did a workshop last weekend, and we spent way more time than usual on this at the beginning, and it was so valuable. It was transformative. And that's a common question. Why do I have to say it out loud? And it's because our thoughts feel so real to us, and we don't even know that we're not in our hearts. Our spirit doesn't think. So as soon as I speak out loud, and sometimes it takes effort when I'm tired or if I'm in my head, to use the muscle of speaking out loud, and that's when that energy moves, and when my heart opens and the mind and my body remembers, oh, spirit, come on in, spirit. So yes, it's one of the most important habits, and people talk often mention who've been practicing that that was the biggest thing, hurdle they had to overcome, was not just think them, but really practice speaking out loud, and that's when everything shifts. So talking to Ron Amitron used to say, all we have to do for ascension is learn how to talk to our spirits. That's it.
Yeah.
Have to do.
It's so simple. It's so
Exactly.
simple, yet not simple. Yeah, it's the spirit only knows frequency, vibration. So that's why the vocal cords come into play, right? Also there's something else Q says, that commands must be verbal, using our harmonics to get around the mind trickery. That's what we're talking about here. There's
Yes.
trickery going on, gang. And using your harmonics is the only way you're guaranteed to have that resource. You don't have to do it forever. It's just getting your horsepower back. Be very vast in your request for help, resources, service. You're not weak. You're super powerful. You're just someplace where it's difficult to get the volume of you into this type of human. That's all that's going on here. And he goes on to say, make the statements really broad. Don't try to heal a symptom. The spirit is going to do the comprehensive scanning and awareness, a perception of how you broke your bone and heal it comprehensively. It doesn't look at reactionary past events. It only looks at the future. So make them broad. Don't direct source, and it will always work. So, yeah, there's just so much beautiful nuggets that Q has given us over the years. But what is, Beth, what's your personal experience with command language? Why are you so passionate about it?
Let me just drop in and feel in this moment because there's I want to synthesize. Why I'm so passionate is because because I let's just like say one of my biggest challenges is getting out of my head. I love learning. I love exploring. I am so passionate about getting our memories back, and I love finding sources I trust and I'm also, I love learning about the history of our world. I also love learning about everything that's happening now and how the light beings are supporting our freedom. Anyway, that's all to say that it's easy for me to get in my head. And so the quick synthesis for me is that speaking to my spirit is really helping me build my muscles of staying in my body. And so be here now is one of the things I say to myself. Be here now,
Mm.
here now. That's one of the ways I talk to my spirit,
I love
my
that.
spirit to talk to my body. In like there's so many things to say, getting our memories back, increasing peace energy. And these are like fun stories and conversations about how I've learned to use command language to synthesize all these techniques and tools that I play with and that I teach people. Everything's so much easier when we just speak, learn how to speak and make it so.
It's yeah, and the more you do it, like when you go to the gym, the more you go when you go to the gym and lift that weight, and the more you do it, you can lift heavier weight, and it's just pretty soon you've got the body you want, right? It's very cool.
It is age regression is one of the perks. If anyone wants a motivation, age regression is one of
Yes, I second that very much. So thank you for sharing your personal experience with what you've experienced. So what have you learned from others who use it? The ones that are just kind of getting started. What have you noticed,
Well,
observed?
the most joyful thing is the most joyful immediate thing is that experience people have in real time, and especially when we're in person, like we were last weekend. Someone just saying, "Oh, I'm inside of me now. I'm in me now. I get it. I'm in me." So that's the first thing is just experiencing people's joy of how they didn't really realize how simple it was to feel this incredible frequency shift of moving from density to light. And then working with people over time, it's just all people's stories of how they own it. And that's what's really fun. Like you and I have shared stories, I share stories with my friends. And once people own it, then they are so excited to share their stories. Guess what happened yesterday at work? And guess how this happened with my husband or my children, or so that's what I'm learning in a synthesis from other people is how we all are learning how to talk to ourselves and how creation, how our circumstances change instantly when we are creating in the moment instead of thinking about it. How to get into the newer timeline off the old timelines, all of those things that we might talk about down the road. So
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
I love that.
collaborating with other people is so joyful, and that's how we learn.
Yeah, and your light begets more light, and then it's just, like it just grows and grows. It's there's procreating, and intrinsically, body to body, but there's procreating with the light, and that's what you're doing in this in those workshops, which is so amazing. So you're kind of that seed planter. You're sowing seeds, sowing light seeds. It's so beautiful, Beth. I love it.
I know. One of the workshop last weekend, it was a dowsing workshop. One of the people there was in one of my ongoing groups, and she, like, her whole life has changed, and she's just such a beautiful, practical, grounded person. And so it was really fun, her encouraging everyone, just do this, just build the habit. It takes some time. You have to learn to feel it. So trust that it will happen. Just build the habit. You have to do it. Speak to your spirit many times every day, and
Yeah.
it just unfolds. So that's what I've
Yeah,
learned.
oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing all of that. And that does bring up a point that when I started command language, I didn't feel it right away, but I knew I would eventually. I just you got to know. You don't believe it, you got to know that you're that it's a muscle, and you might not see your muscle until down the road, but it's the same with your light, your spirit. So I don't know if you want to say something about that, but it might not, you might not feel it immediately, but you will if you continue.
And that is one, because I already had, I've been doing command language, that earth spirit, my spirit and the earth spirit showed me to use command language probably almost 10 years ago. But then, of course, it was our friend who refined this and, like, really, like, brought it into the forefront. But I already had the benefit of the experience of feeling my light in my body. So immediately, it was so much fun for me when I would say, and we'll take just like 5 minutes before we end today to go through the sequence for people who are new to the basic commands. But one of the most basic commands is, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. And you just say it over and over, and you feel your light build in your body. Well, sometimes I don't feel it right away, and that's when I know there's interference. So that's when I say, I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentically me, or remove anything that's not from source. And so sometimes we don't feel it because there's some density. So that's another aspect of the beauty of learning a few, some simple language that works with these principles, because one principle is bringing in more light, and one principle is focusing on density that wants to be released. And they go back and forth, and it's, once you start to feel it, it's really fun to play with that.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's kind of something that I feel is so important, because it was essential in my growing my light body. Is just I kind of removed as m many distractions as possible. So all the tech, all the phones, all the computers, the gadgets, you have Alexa, Siri, the television, tell live vision, video games, et cetera, et cetera, all designed to distract us from who and what we really are, from not being able, to kind of putting the hindrances and the hurdles in our way that so we can't grow our light. So my highest encouragement is to, if you can, wean yourself off of those devices. Yes, we're on a computer. Yes, we talk on phones, but I use them for my excitement. I don't react on these devices. It's just coming from my pure excitement. And the other piece to it too, Beth, I'll just do this real quick, is part of the way I I removed tech from, I mean, I don't have a TV, whatever. It's just my way of doing it. But the integral part for me was getting out in nature, not taking the flipping phone, not the flip phone, but the phone, and just go out in nature and be with all the elementals and hike and do whatever it is, go by a river, a lake, a mountain, and just you, the elementals, the silence, the frequency. And I guarantee you, you will, the elements, the source energy all around you in nature will help you get your light body back, and help you clear. So yeah, I just wanted to share that real quick. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, just how dramatic, because I still live in a city, how dramatic differently I feel as soon as I get to the trees, wherever they are, even if they're in a park here. And so, absolutely. And I'm taking regular breaks every day, just making sure that we get away from all the. Yeah, anyway, yes, it's a yes.
Yeah, I kind of forget sometimes because I live rural. I mean, I don't live in a big city. I did, I have, but I don't, and so I kind of forget that feeling of, the density. But it's still there.
I know
So,
I will. Oh, I'm
go
sorry to
ahead.
interrupt,
No, go
but
ahead.
I will say that the term crash test dummy just came in my head because it has been a really great place the last few years with me and my inner circle, my team, my inner circle team here in town, that we really use our commands, so rely on our commands to help us buffer us from all the frequencies, and we share our experiences, and so that has been a value of being here, is really upping these tools of how to use my consciousness and my voice to combat the technology. So it works. That's something I love helping people with because it does work.
Yeah, it does. And I can't wait to see the day when we just toss all the gadgets. I'm looking so
I
forward to
know.
that.
I
I was
know.
just talking to a family friend, a family member yesterday, and he actually said he's older. He's like, I think I paid $500 to go get a flip phone. I want my flip phone back. And I'm like, yes. That's progress. Go get a flip phone. And then I said, remember when we had landlines? Let's all go back to that. Maybe that'd be cool. But I'm looking forward to when we can just communicate without any of it. But
I know.
yeah, so I want to kind of touch on some current favorite commands, and I just want to bring one of them to the forefront that Q said a lot. First of all, we've touched on that the spirit has no mind. Spirit comes before thought, and the spirit source directs the mind. The mind doesn't direct the spirit. So when what Q says about that, he's given us a very simple command, and it's, I command my spirit to take the thoughts that are in my mind and drop them into my heart now. And he says, quote, the reason you do it that way is because the heart does not know thought, and it dissolves them. It erases them. You're free, soft and light. Isn't that beautiful?
It
Isn't that
is
just
beautiful.
beautiful? So that's one of the kind of, I don't want to say beginning commands, but that's what I started with, and I did it a lot. I did it a lot, like you said. When you're beginning, you're in your mind so much. So,
Yeah.
anyway, what are your
Yes.
current
Well,
favorite commands?
I have some current favorite ones, but I would like to, especially for people who are new, I love that you started there because, Ron used to say that you could say this hundreds of times every day. And towards the last few years he was here, he began and ended all his shows with the mind to heart drop.
Yeah.
So it
It's
and
a biggie.
I do it when I wake up in the middle of the night. and I find my thoughts racing. Even if I'm relaxed, there's some like way I go to my head. I say, Spirit, take all my thoughts, move me to my heart, move me to my heart now. And I breathe. And so it is a foundational, fundamental one that remains. And then, is it okay if I take a minute to share the way to feel it in your body?
I would love it if you did that. Thank you.
So, Ron, both Ron and Q, they would talk, teach to do a countdown, and I love sensory ways to get the to connect my body with all of this so that it is even more stronger in. So, he would say, I command my spirit to take all the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart, and then imagine that there's an elevator moving from your head down to your heart, and feel the weight of being in an elevator and how when it lands, there's that feeling of landing. And then you just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as you're counting down, you feel the sensation of the elevator descending in your body. And when you say now, you feel the elevator land. And if I'm really want to get in, I feel the elevator land all the way down in my belly. And just like my spirit's really in my body. And then another thing you can do when you say now, that a lot of us like to do, is snap your fingers. And that's another technique to activate your body so that it helps because your spirit doesn't think. When you activate your body with something physical, it brings your body back to life. So anyway, the countdown is something that is really effective, and a lot of us use it still, even after we've been learning. But at the beginning, it's super valuable.
Good one. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
Yes.
what are some of your favorite go-tos right now?
Well, increase my life force energy is the basic one. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. And the way I like to say it, my favorite one is bring all of me into me now. And I love the feeling of that. Different people have they like to say. But bring all of me into me now. Another one that I like that resonates with a lot of people is make me real now. And when you say the word real, imagine it in capital letters. And it brings you fully into the present moment. So those are two I really love for increasing my frequency in the moment and getting back into my body. And I like to put my hands even on my belly when I'm saying, bring all of me into me. And it helps my spirit, it helps my heart center expand and get all the, as our heart centers will expand and fill our whole body. It's what they're designed to do. So our light.
Yeah.
So,
Do you
yeah.
want to thank you for that. Do you want to just kind of give a brief imagery of what the heart center is, where it is?
Sure. The heart center is the entryway in our physical bodies. Our hearts are in the multi in our we have a physical heart. We also have a multi-dimensional center at that location in our body, which is kind of the doorway for our heart, our spirits to come and go. And so the easiest way to experience the feeling of this is if you take a breath and imagine your heart is breathing, and put your focus there, you'll feel your sense of yourself expand in your body. So combining breath and focus on your heart with your voice is that's why it's so efficient, because our spirit naturally comes in there. So when you activate the harmonics of your voice with your breath and your focus, you and if you don't feel it, if you're new to this, know that it's happening. Just know it's happening because it is. Your light is expanding in your body. And there's a post by Asha called Heart and Soul on forthepeople.space. That came out just this summer, where there was a beautiful explanation of why we have to work so hard to get our spirits back, because she was explaining how we used to have two hearts And one heart was for our spirit, and one heart, like we have two of most organs, we have complementary organs for a lot of organs. And we had a heart for our spirit and a heart for consciousness or life force. And so we just have to work a little bit harder now because our single heart center needs to do both. So I took a quote. You and I were talking about that post recently. I loved it, and I took a quote off of that post. As we relearn how to bring our attention into our heart centers and live through the spirit with consciousness, which was the other heart center. When, as we know to bring our attention into our one heart center and live through spirit with consciousness, we become blessed once again with profound peace, power, and wisdom.
Yes.
So it just helps explain why it does take a little bit of work, because sometimes it's confusing. Like, why should this be so hard? And it's because we're just overcoming some challenges that have been here for a long time, and it's super inspiring because this is our time to do it.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank
Yes.
you. I want
What's
to
your favorite
bring up.
ones?
Well, I kind of have a I kind of combine a couple of years. I first, when I get up or wake up, I command my spirit to give me all of me and increase my life force energy to the highest amount possible. So my spirit knows what I can handle in any given moment. So I do that one. I love to energize and balance myself, my water, food, my space. So I will command my spirit to energize, balance, align all of me. Sometimes I get specific and say my physical body. We have many, many energy bodies, but so yeah, energize and balance my space, my water, the elements I'm about to eat. So yeah, it's all throughout the day. But the one I love to do at night before I go to sleep is I command my spirit to recalibrate and reconfigure all of me. So that's that self-healing
Yes.
aspect that goes on throughout the night, which is so cool. I don't have to be awake. My spirit's got it. And I know we're kind of running up. We could talk for a long time, but
I know.
I want to bring in just one concept. Hugh says we can command the direction of the light to displace the volume of negative energetics in a mass population. That's what we were just kind of talking about, the density. So Q said, quote, "My great goal is for everybody in the entire world to go like this." And this is the command that Q would love all of us to do. "I command Prime Creator. I command Creation Lightship. I command Prime Creation to heal and balance this planet right now." Ooh, I felt that one. That was a good one. Can you imagine how things would be if we all did that at least once a day? That would be, or you know, I command Prime Creation to give us all of us. You know, we're all one, so we're just speaking to us. And yeah, a lot of the times I'll command Prime Creation to flood the planet with pure source light, or to flood the geography I'm in with within, you know, 100+ mile radius with pure source light. So you can do a lot of things for the masses. When you command Prime Creation. So yeah. Any final words of encouragement around command language that you'd like to offer us?
Yes, I would. And my favorite touchstone that I've practiced and built the muscle, we can talk about this maybe in future conversations, but with amazing special effects, but fill me with peace energy now. Fill us with peace energy now. When you practice the frequency of peace energy, there is so much authority to it. So that is another synthesis of the beautiful. And I recommend saying the longer phrases till you really feel them. And so that longer command that Kelly just shared is amazing. And go back to the and listen to the recording and play with that and feel it in your body. And then as you speak and as you practice, you'll start to synthesize and you'll find yourself just talking to your spirit. You don't have to start with I command every time, but when you are beginning, when you say I command, your body recognizes it. Oh, here we're going to talk to our spirit now. And then you'll find yourself just moving into speaking naturally with authority. So that's my encouragement, is to really feel inspired and remember that this is from people with experience, this is the most efficient way we know to get our light back, and that that's the most important thing we can do right now. And everything else follows. The more light we have, the more we know what to do, the more our spirit guides us in the moment, and the easier and more fun everything gets. Even our spirit loves challenge and adventure. And so the adventure of this time for my spirit is so freaking inspiring. It's just the challenges of my physical body that I have to deal with, and my DNA and all that. But as the soon as they're in the running in the background, even when I'm having a hard time, is my spirit like being like everything is perfect, as like we are so good right now. This is such an amazing time to be alive. So
It
practice,
is.
practice, practice.
Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
you so much.
Gosh. Do you want to share a little bit about the Alchemy School and how you work with people, whether it's, one-on-one, in person, or remotely?
I just love helping to connect with people and helping people find and reconnect with their light or strengthen their light. I love connecting with people's spirits and having our spirits talk to each other and help somewhat and help kind of interpret to someone what their spirit's saying to them one-on-one. And that has to do with whatever circumstances are coming up for people. Could be anything. I just love collaborating and learning and exploring and helping people remember who they are and know that they don't have to be somewhere else. Wherever their feet are on the ground is the perfect place to be. And that's why I called it the Alchemy School. We're all turning back into gold. And
I
we do
love
that by
that.
just loving ourselves and loving whatever comes up. And helping each other, and that's what we're doing. And thank you, Kelly, for and yeah, I'd love if anyone wants to reach out. I have a this handout, but also and also a longer booklet that I include now in all my workshops that I'm going to offer to everybody here on the show today. So if you connect, just reach to the contact form at thealchemyschool.com and just say you'd love to have the booklet. I'll send it to you,
What a
and then we'll
gift.
also be in touch. So that we can connect and collaborate.
That is so beautiful. I started the show with, you're an expert on command language. You're much more than that. You are the most beautiful light being,
Oh,
and
Kelly.
you please, if you want help to grow your light body, reach out to Beth. I highly, highly encourage you to do it, and work with her. She is so amazing. So thank you so much for doing a deep dive with me on command language today. This has been so much fun, Beth. I feel it
Yes.
was helpful, don't you?
Oh, it was so much fun for me. So, where, it's all about us and we're all connected. So, yes. Yes. Thank you. I learned from you. Thank you. I'm excited to listen and write down some of the commands that you gave.
Oh,
So,
cool. Yeah,
yeah.
that's awesome. So again, if you want to connect with Beth, maybe work with her, or just get more information about her amazing offerings,
Yeah, just
please,
connect.
connect. There you go. Please go to thealchemyschool.com. And again, if you want to go deeper with command language, you'll find her program handout at the bottom of my page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Q. Thank you, Q. Ron Amatron, I just want to say real quick, is he's from the Creation Lightship. He was here on this planet. He's at, on the anyway, go to creationlightship.com if you want to find Ron Amatron. I'm happy to say that Beth and I will be back here in 2 weeks on Saturday, October 11th at 10 a.m. Central. We're so excited about this conversation that we want to dive deeper into how command language can help us sleep better, self heal, and like you said, Beth, age regress, on and on and on. So we're gonna open up the lines for callers to ask questions about command language, and hopefully hear examples of how it has worked for some of you listening now. So we all, you guys, we all grow our light by learning from each other and connecting with each other. So we want as many command language stories as possible. So we hope you'll call us in 2 weeks and share your questions and experiences. So thank you, Beth. I want to just quote Bob Marley real quick. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. So next up is the Unstoppable Love with the magical and mystical Lauren and Zosia. Ah, thank you all. See you in 2 weeks and have the most beautiful day, everyone. I love you, Beth.
I love you, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye.